Welcome to CBC Next. I'm here joined with Kathy Hickman.
Hello.
And today we're going to talk about what we talked about yesterday, which is grief. And man, it was a tough subject to tackle yesterday.
But you worked it so well.
Well, thank you.
You really did. It was an amazing thing. And you brought up so many really wonderful points.
It's just such a weighty thing. And, you know, I think people think when these type of things happen, they'll think about like, well, when are we going to get through this? When is this going to be over? And it's just such a long process. And for some people, it's even, you know, longer than we might think is, you know, what we would guess. So Kathy, you in your life, you have experienced grief
many times
in a couple different forms, I would say. Mm-hmm. After, you know, we've met and talked and on all that kind of stuff, and so tell us a little bit about that, if you don't mind.
No, I don't mind at all. First of all, you know, a lot of people don't associate divorce with grief,
right?
And that is one form of grief.
Absolutely.
That I find, and I had to go through that. And even during the divorce proceedings, my father passed away.
Wow.
And then in 1983, and my divorce was final in 1983. And then my mother was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And she eventually, I had to help take care of her, and she came to live with me. And then when she had to unfortunately be put into a nursing home,
right?
And then she passed away 6 years after my father passed away. So just various different things that I associate with grief, because grief to me is such as even just losing a pet, you know, because you devote yourself to that pet.
Right.
And I can't imagine anyone who would go through the loss of a child.
Right. Absolutely.
But you lose your parents and you have to go through certain other things and you have your faith. However, it's not, I mean, each one is difficult. However, your faith in God, you have to really be in tune with that. And as you grow older and you have someone that is, I don't want to say closer to you, but I believe that once you have to go through caregiving,
right,
of a spouse or a parent or anything, you know, you have to watch the deterioration.
Right.
And so that's even more of grief.
Right.
Because you go from point one of a healthy parent or spouse or child, and you have to watch them gradually be taken away from you.
Right. Absolutely.
And then that's when you finally realize you need something more. And it's something, friends are wonderful. And family is good and wonderful. However, when you are there day after day, you know, it's difficult on everyone because of the changes. So, you know, there can be so many, as you said yesterday, so many different types of grief.
Right.
And it can be gradual. It can be quick.
Right.
It can be, it's all just very devastating. And had I not had my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ,
right,
I wouldn't be able to be doing as well as I'm doing now. I mean, I still have moments.
Oh, absolutely.
That, a lot of moments, and but it's just, it's so different from every individual.
Right.
And the unfortunate thing that some people say is, well, I know what you're going through.
Yeah, right.
And not that they're meaning any harm,
no, right.
because we all go through our grief in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And you all go through everyone goes through a different devastation also. So we can't really know exactly what the other person is going through.
Right. And that's something I've tried to say instead is, that sounds really hard.
That's one of the best
right
things
you know, I'm, you know, I might not have the answers, but I'm here with you, you know,
and here to share and here to
right,
help you with
right.
anything that I can.
So, you know, I've been here in Clarksburg for 8 years, and your husband Randy suffered from 10 strokes, right? And
yes.
So when I first came, he had already had, I think, some...
I think he'd already had... He was already in the final...
Right. There were already...
Deterioration.
Right, yeah. There were already signs that he had had, you
Correct.
Know, some... But was able to, you know... He was still there, you know, and
exactly.
you could still,
exactly.
You know, gather from him who he was, you
right.
know, and all that. But over the years of that and you taking care of him... And so many other people coming alongside mm-hmm. you as well, that has always been a very big encouragement to me to come over here and to sit with you and to talk with you and Randy and spend time with you of how much you depended on Jesus
mm-hmm.
and you would you know we'd ask you how you're doing you'd always have a smile and but you. You weren't faking it. It was hard. You could tell that it was hard. But you would constantly push back to, I couldn't do this without Jesus. And I couldn't do this without my Savior.
No.
And so that, like you said, the different types of grief of a kind of a slow burn of years and years and years of that, you know, feeling the loss of someone in real time. But then also, I remember so many times of you talking about little miracles of moments that God gave you during that of encouragement. And
that is one of the things that I have found that has just been so amazing, because nights are the most difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but then all of a sudden, Jesus goes ahead and puts a memory or helps me to find something
right.
that just, it's happy times, it's memories, it's moments that always,
right.
you know, allow me the availability to have the love and to share memories that we shared together.
Right.
And it's odd, but I came across, I don't know, it's been 6 months now since Randy's been gone, but I came across a couple months ago a note that I'd written in a notebook, and I was going to try to put daily memories down. And of course, unfortunately, when things get complicated
sure.
and you get distracted from that, but... It was a note about a story. I asked Randy because I said, tell me a story. And he had mentioned, well, and I said, just anything. Tell me a story. And he said that there was a boy and a girl. And he said something to the effect that they loved each other and they found each other. And I said, well, what were the boy and the girl's name? And he said, Randy and Kathy. And I said, okay. And because this was during a time where he had a lot of difficulty and hesitation with his speech because of the damage that
right.
was done. But I had written this all down, and I said, okay. And he said, he paused, and he was thinking. And he said... They got married, and they were happy.
Yeah.
So to find little gems like
Absolutely.
That,
right?
You know, it's amazing what the Lord will allow you to do, and allow you to, and it's just at the right time. And my biggest point for everyone, And you can ask anybody who knows me. I always say, trust in the Lord. You're never sorry at all because He is for us and He is there for us. So, regardless of anything that's happening, whether it be illness, whether it be even the loss of a job, which is another grief, or a pet or anything, as long as you have your faith and you trust and you believe, you have so much that will happen because the Lord takes care of us. And it's funny, I found a scripture just right before you got here. And it's from 1 Peter. Live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic. Love as brothers. Be compassionate and humble. Now, to me, because I do my devotions daily and I read daily, but for that to come up today was amazing to me. And so I don't feel that there's any coincidence at all. I feel that we have a purpose and God has His plan. Now, we can be discouraged by things that happen. However, there's a second side to that, and that's all the joy that you can remember and that you can cherish, and to also know that one day we'll be together. So that's what keeps me going.
Talking yesterday about that and it sounds so like hard to tell somebody that's going through these big weighty things, but to be thankful. That's something that I have learned from you to,
Oh,
you know,
thank
at
you.
in your example of years of going through taking care of a loved one and then eventually loss too, of that you have always been so attentive to the things that you can be thankful for in
Oh,
it, knowing
definitely.
that it's hard, not you know, putting blinders on that life's not hard, but to be able to see those little thankful things. I so many times me and Pastor Josh and Pastor Scott would come and you'd tell stories about Randy and you know
There
you
were
light up.
many.
Absolutely, yeah.
Oh,
He was a rabble rouser.
my. Oh, my.
But a good-hearted
But a
rabble
good
rouser,
hearted one.
yeah.
Yes, he
And
taught me
loved
that.
cars
Oh,
and
yeah.
just you know but you can tell how precious those memories are to
Oh,
you.
definitely.
And I think sometimes, and maybe you can speak to this a little bit, for people that maybe are around somebody that is grieving or going through a grief in a situation like this, I think sometimes we might avoid talking about the person that's lost or a health situation maybe, because we're afraid to upset
To
them.
approach them.
Right, yeah. And I think, you know, obviously there are times where you know, maybe it's not the right time, and maybe don't bring it up a certain time. But I do think there is some real blessing to be able to share that stuff and to be able to relive that. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that I know with me, you have to allow the individual, well, you don't have to. I don't want to say it like that. You have to kind of at first allow the person who's lost someone to really gather themselves
Yeah, absolutely.
and to maybe just sit with somebody. There doesn't have to be a lot of conversation. I've been very fortunate in having that. And I think that then just kind of try to feel someone out and see what they want to talk about. And if it feels good in your heart and in your mind, then bring up something that you remember about the individual. That's the one thing I've always enjoyed talking to my three wise men about, because you always make me feel so comfortable. And that's why the joy can be brought in, because it's at ease. and you allow me to remember the things, and you take joy in my memories also, which is what everybody needs, because we all have different experiences. And I love to hear stories. I love to know about people. And, it's to me, that's one thing. When I hear something about something that, let's say, my parents did for someone or my husband did for someone, it brings me so much joy because either they did or he did, the happiness that you can share. And so it's just so uplifting. And then there are times where you just get to the point where I can't talk about this right now.
Absolutely.
So you have to allow the individual that's grieving time to get themselves together. And it's hard to say how long that
Up,
that could be.
right?
Because I know I will grieve forever until I'm no longer here, and then I will be with him again, and I feel that. And so, but yet I don't have to be cut off from people, and I don't have to feel as though I'm not being true to his memory by not experiencing joy. Because knowing Randy as I knew him, he wouldn't want that for me.
Yeah, for sure.
He knew about what my life was like in the past, and he would not want that for me at all. And so I carry on always with the thought, this is something that he would want me to do,
For
just
sure.
like with this today. And if I can ever be of any assistance to anyone, I would not ever overburden anyone. But if someone would, like to speak to me or, anything, I would consider it an honor just to share time with them.
And that's what I knew, a little bit. I tried to be very like talking to you about maybe doing this, be very sensitive, like, if you're not ready, that's okay, all that kind of
And
stuff.
which I appreciate.
I remember very early on after, maybe I think before the funeral, you hoping and dreaming one day that you could help other people
Exactly.
through this. And so that's what made me, give me the bravery to say, because
I appreciate that.
There is a big impact in us sharing we talked about that yesterday, the comfortees become comforters. And I know you probably have had people that have, through this situation, have reached out to you and also have,
Exactly.
shared themselves. And to go back just a second, I thought that was excellent, the advice that you gave of letting the person set the agenda for when they're ready to have that space to be able to share memories, and let them be the one that but to not to sit there and still be with them, and to go to coffee and let them talk about whatever they want, and then
Exactly.
provide that safe space for them to be able to once they're in that position, that where they feel comfortable to be able to share those memories.
Because everybody needs time, and everyone needs to feel comfortable with themselves. Because I know at first, I mean, so many things I would just break down, and so it's not easy, but you also have to. Again, I have to say, the joy just with sharing things that either Randy did or, he said or just anything just has helped me through being able to get where I am now. I mean, you mentioned yesterday, the holidays and for 5 years, that's been difficult for me. And this year's not going to be any different. And as a matter of fact, it's probably going to be worse. And everyone has wonderful intentions, and I appreciate everyone reaching out. But don't, I don't. Everyone needs to understand what someone else is going through. Mm. And if you can't understand it, just be accepting.
Right.
Because it's extremely difficult. Mm. And so, you know, the holidays I'm not looking forward to at all.
Right.
However, you know, it's been difficult for the past 5 years.
Right.
And I try to understand that. And, but I'm looking forward to, say, like going to the Christmas Eve celebration.
Sure, right. Mm-hmm.
And I want to celebrate with other people. Mm-hmm. But we also have to understand each individual is on their own journey.
Right.
To try to move forward.
Right.
And that's the other unfortunate thing about going through grief. Mm. Life does go on.
Right.
And we have to get to a point, we who are grievers, which that can be anyone, have to rely on our Lord and Savior again to show us and help us in everything that will be beneficial in our life. Mm-hmm. And again, trust in Him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that to me is amazing that we can do that.
Right. And this kind of ties back to something you said a little bit earlier of, so knowing that both Randy and God wants you to choose to move forward, you know, to keep, and, you know, there's going to be days that are worse than other days. Oh, and, definitely. And, but I think you could probably easily get stuck in this, if you let yourself, right?
Oh, without a doubt. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt. And that's one thing that I guard myself with, because I don't want to do that.
Right.
And one of the biggest joys I had after Randy passed was to be able to come back to my church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I just feel joy with everyone.
Right. Absolutely.
And happiness. And, you know, people are caring, and you can feel that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's necessary. I know one of the most, well, recently, you know, going through my surgery that I had to go through and I'm still going through, Randy was always with me.
Mm.
And coming home and him not being here, that was one of the most difficult things.
Mm.
But yet, I told someone this the other day. His picture's right there on the fireplace, and I sit here and I talk to him.
Sure, right.
Yeah. I was watching the football games yesterday, the Steelers, and he would always laugh at me because I would shout and unfortunately say a couple bad words here and there. Forgive me.
Yeah, right.
But, and he would just kind of say, calm down. But he knew
right.
how I was during especially the Steelers playing. And right. in your case, your birds.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you got a good win yesterday, though. Yeah, right.
Wonderful win yesterday. But I'll sit here and I'll look at his picture and I look at that smile on his face. And it's kind of like he's telling me,
right.
I know, just calm down a little bit. But so there are so many things that you can hold on to. Mm,
right.
But you, just as you just said, you can't hold on to not doing things.
Mm-hmm.
You have to allow yourself to look at the possibilities of what you can go out and share with others.
Yeah.
Because that is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are so many people in this world today, the way everything is, that there's grief in the status of the world.
Right.
And so anything that you can do to help anyone and share kindness and share understanding is such an important thing.
Yeah.
And so we all need to be more kind, whatever situation we're in.
Right.
And realize we can't be stuck in a hole.
Mm.
And we can't allow ourselves to be in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus won't allow us to be in darkness if we give ourselves to Him.
Right. Yeah. And I think that's one of the things that you have done a really good job at is making sure that you could do your best not to isolate yourself.
Oh, and, I've tried.
Yeah. And I know that at times, I'm sure that's hard.
Mm-hmm.
Because for a long time you were here, you know, you had to be here at the home. But to fight for building those relationships. And, I remember you calling and, asking about calling some shut-ins, you know, and to make some calls, and I think you knew instinctively that not only could you help them, but that, you know, it would be a mutual situation where, and that's how God is so awesome in that way, in that everything that he asks us to do is good for us, you know, and, you know, and, but, you know, you were intentional to find ways to make sure that you were connecting.
Cause I could be active.
Right. Cause I think a lot of people too get stuck wishing that maybe a certain person would show up or, and there are disappointments in times like this where, you know, where why hasn't so-and-so reached out or why hasn't, this person done that? But not getting stuck in that and finding, you know, the ways that you can get amongst people and to share of ourselves.
And we also have to be very cautious because Satan tries to grab hold of us with bitterness.
Absolutely.
And we can't allow that to happen
mm-hmm.
because, and that's why I'm so grateful for the faith that I have because bitterness can tear you apart.
Ugh.
And he will try to make you concentrate on something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why each morning we wake up and we should say, you woke me up again today.
Yeah.
What can I do?
Right. Yeah.
And go about it with a positive manner and not a negative.
Right.
And if you allow yourself to be stuck in a certain amount of darkness, that negativity is all there is.
Right.
And you have to push your way and pray all the time for that not to happen.
Right.
And that's why, because when you bring that up about calling shut-ins, I think it was probably, it was probably 2022 because he had the really bad time. Everything started happening to Randy in 2020. Mm-hmm. And so about 2022, I think it was, I was praying and I thought, surely there's something that can be beneficial. I'm here all day long.
Sure, right.
24/7. Can I possibly reach out and help someone else?
Right.
And that meant a lot to me when you said, oh, yeah. I mean, you have no clue.
Oh, good.
Because that gave me something else.
Right.
To take me away from all the pain that he was going through and that I was going through. And hearing some of the folks that I got to talk with and hearing, happiness that someone was checking on
Absolutely.
You know, meant the world to me.
Right.
So, in turn, helping someone else helped me. And it was as though, okay, I can do this. I can continue to do this, taking care of him.
Right.
And so that we can all find something if we pray about it. And if we just talk to other people like talking with you. And it's just been amazing for me because I'm trying to get back into that again.
Right.
Because I love calling other people and talking and uplifting people.
Right.
I've always been an encourager. I remember at one point in time, Randy asked me one day, he said, when I spoke to someone, when we were out someplace, and he said, did you know that person? And I said, no. And he said, well, then why did you talk to them? And I said, I was just being nice, saying hello. I hope you have a good day. And he said, boy, you could be a politician. And that always tickled me that he wouldn't go ahead and bring things like that. But, you know, you have to improve yourself. And you have to again, not find your way into that mm-hmm. darkness.
Right.
Because the light is so much brighter.
Right. Now, no one's probably ever compared you to a shark before, right?
Sure.
I don't think. But here it is.
Please don't tell me baby shark.
No. But sharks, they say, cannot survive unless they swim forward.
Okay.
Because the air moves through their gills.
No, I understand.
And otherwise. And so I think that's kind of part of what we're talking about today is in order to survive and in order not to sink and in order not to fall into darkness, we keep moving forward.
We keep moving forward. Yeah. That's what we
and
have
that's the
to
only
do.
Way. You're like, sure.
That's what you're saying. I hope you won't say I tried to gobble people up.
No, not at all. Not at all. But I think that's
awesome.
Yeah, that good encouragement for us to. And again, we'll have bad days.
Oh, definitely.
And we'll have setbacks. But then once, you know, we're through that, we got to be able to find the light again mm-hmm. and be able to keep taking those steps forward. So. What would be one, you know, maybe last thing that you would share to someone that was going through grief?
I was trying to see if there was anything that I wrote down in preparation. I think you touched on this yesterday. We can have peace in our lives, which is so important, if we rely on the Lord. And because when you consider all the light that the Lord gives to us, and He is a God of love, and we know that. And yes, terrible things do happen, and we don't know why. Mm-hmm. However, we have to have our own personal journey that will possibly help someone else. And if we can do that, what else can you ask for?
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's the Bible talks about that peace that passes all understanding. And that's definitely something that I know I've seen, and I know Pastor Josh and Scott and so many people around you have seen that. Like,
well, thank you.
How is she handling this so well, you know, and not that, and I know you would say, well, I'm not a superhero, you know,
no,
I'm not, you know, and all those things, because I've heard you say it over and over again, but you continually push the, you know, that I lean on the Lord and every day, and I can't do it without Him, and the only way I'm able to keep doing it without Him, or keep doing it is by,
the you Lord. Know,
yeah, right, yeah.
And we are supposed to be disciples. And in our lives. And that to me is very important because for a very long time, you know, I was lost. But it's just so amazing to have that peace that God gives us.
Amen.
Yes.
That's awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us. And
yes,
thank you, Miss
everybody.
Kathy, for being courageous and brave enough to talk about this with us.
Have like the cowardly lion in Wizard of Oz. He was always one of my favorites. So I kind of tackle things now with that.
Yeah. There you go. Exactly. Right. Well, hopefully, you know, you've been helped
you
and
enjoy.
Yeah, absolutely. And let us know down in the comments if something in particularly stood out to you. But we love you so much. And we thank you for being with us today. And thank you again, Miss Kathy.
Oh, thank you. It was a joy.
Amen. Well, we'll talk about depression this upcoming Sunday.
Oh,
so
well,
we're going to talk about.
No,
right. Yeah. No. Well, we'll talk about fighting depression.
There you
that's
go.
Probably a better way for us to talk about it. But we'll, you know, it's a big problem and a problem that comes, you know, holidays is another big problem for that as well. And we're going to get ahead of it. So be here this next Sunday and we'll see you there.
Thank you.